From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The nation's unemployment rate is down a bit, and the Labor Department says 431,000 new jobs were added in May. That's the biggest one-month gain in a decade. But the number is not quite as rosy as it seems. The vast majority of that new hiring came in temporary government jobs for the census. Economist Brian Westbury with First Trust Chicago says job growth in the private sector was virtually non-existent last month.
In fact, we saw declines in the private sector, 35,000 drop in construction. It was much weaker than the economy appears to be.
Still, Westbury says May was the fifth straight month of job growth in the U.S. The containment cap now in place on the leaking oil well in the Gulf of Mexico is only collecting a small portion of the oil gushing into the sea, but BP executives insist that will change. NPR's Giles Snyder joins us now with the latest.
Well, the Coast Guard says they are now collecting about 1,000 barrels a day. That figure could increase because vents that have been incorporated into the cap's design still need to be closed. Those vents are there to help keep ice-like crystals from forming. You'll recall that they doomed a previous effort. The top federal official overseeing this latest effort is Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen. He says engineers will be closing the vents in succession.
They will slowly bring up a production line and slowly close the vents when they're assuring that there's no water to get in. And then sometime later today, we'll probably be able to get an assessment of exactly an approximation of how much oil we are capturing and able to produce, and they'll probably be pretty visible at that time if there's any leakage.
And again, Allen says that we'll get a better idea of how well the cap is working later today.
Thanks. NPR's Giles Snyder reporting from Washington. Defense Secretary Robert Gates says South Korea may ask the UN for help in dealing with North Korea's recent aggression before taking part in any more joint military exercises with the U.S. NPR's Rachel Martin reports from Singapore. Gates made the comment after meeting with South Korean defense officials at a security conference.
Secretary Gates said it's unclear just what measures the South Korean government will pursue with the UN, but he said whatever path they decide to take, South Korea will have the full support of the United States. He said that extra joint military exercises are being discussed, but nothing has been decided, and any coordinated effort may have to wait until the UN weighs in. During his meeting with the South Korean delegation, Gates said he expressed his condolences to the families who lost loved ones on the ship that was sunk by North Korea last month. And he promised that the United States would ensure the defense of South Korea and that the alliance would, quote, deter and, if necessary, respond to any future provocations by the North. Rachel Martin, NPR News, Singapore.
On Wall Street, analysts say weaker than expected job creation numbers out this morning are putting downward pressure on stock prices. The Dow Industrial Average is down 172 points at this hour at 10,084. The Nasdaq Composite Index is off 33. This is NPR News from Washington. Thousands of people chanting during the funeral procession in Turkey today for one of the activists killed in Israel's raid on ships trying to breach the Israeli blockade of the Gaza Strip this week. Another ship is headed for Gaza today, intent on challenging the blockade. The possible presence of lethal and explosive gas is hampering efforts by investigators to re-enter the West Virginia coal mine where a deadly explosion occurred this spring. NPR's Howard Berkus reports the situation in the mine is considered too hazardous, even for safety teams.
Upper Big Branch owner Massey Energy says in a statement that more time is needed to make sure the mine is properly ventilated before sending safety teams back in. Crews on the surface have been drilling a borehole into the longwall section of the mine, where carbon monoxide readings indicate a smoldering fire or some other heat source. The borehole is designed to provide enough airflow to make exploration of that area safer. State officials say the safety teams could go back in Monday. It could take them 2 weeks to fully explore the mine and test for toxic and explosive gases. When that work is done, teams of investigators will go underground to gather evidence and try to determine the cause of the April blast in which 29 mine workers died. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Beckley, West Virginia.
McDonald's is recalling 12 million Shrek character drinking glasses because the toxic metal cadmium has been found in the painted design on them. The Consumer Product Safety Commission is warning people to stop using the glasses immediately because long-term exposure to cadmium can cause a host of health problems. The collectible glasses were being sold for about $2 each at McDonald's as part of a promotion campaign for the movie Shrek Forever After. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.